the America's Jobs Team podcast.
For economic developers, by economic developers.
Join the Consultant Connect team every Tuesday and Thursday for discussions surrounding the latest in our industry.
Learn from fellow economic development heroes, get leadership advice, keep on top of industry trends and shifts, and so much more. You are a part of America's Jobs Team.
And we're so glad that you're tuning in.
Hey, it's Faye Davis, and I am, of course, thrilled that you're listening in. Today, we are focusing on showcasing four different perspectives on building partnerships and why sharing our economic development message is so important. So we're going to hear from Kim Lauterbach. She is from Ready Cincinnati. We've got Tammy Fields, who was formerly with the Colorado Springs Chamber and EDC. Tony Ramirez from the Borderplex Alliance in El Paso, Texas. And then we're going to round out with Kenny McDonald from, at the time, One Columbus. Earlier last year, we had the chance to talk with Kim Lauterbach. She is the president and CEO at Ready Cincinnati, and she talks about how she shares the economic development message with her community. At the time, the ARPA funding had been announced, and Kim talks about how she gets partnerships on board with work that is truly transformative. So let's shift over to her.
What are your thoughts, and how are you kind of trying to at least share the economic development message behind what could be possible with some of those dollars?
It's pretty overwhelming when you think about the sheer amount of dollars that are coming in, right? We've been working with Jobs Ohio, and you know, I always mention them because we're so fortunate to have them as a partner in Ohio. The analysis was showing that we're getting about three times more money than was distributed, you know, during the stimulus dollars that came out under the Obama administration. So that kind of blows your mind when you think of the sheer amount of dollars, right? And so we're partnering with Jobs Ohio and leveraging McKinsey to help us put together a playbook so that when people ask that exact question, what can we do that's transformative? What can we do that isn't just, you know, a one-time infusion, but really sets ourselves up to be very competitive going forward? My mind always goes to site development. I'm a brokered record in Cincinnati. We need more ready-to-go sites. So certainly thinking about sites, thinking about infrastructure, and thinking about talent, and then trying to be that resource to our communities, you know, some of which are seeing an infusion of dollars that they haven't probably ever seen. We know that our larger cities and counties are pretty well set in their process, but really becoming that resource to the community to say, if you want to invest in economic development, here's a couple ways you could do it.
Yeah, that's awesome. And it's really cool that you're kind of working, you know, to put together a playbook. I think, you know, there's a lot of communities that can learn from that model and just trying to get really organized.
That was awesome. Next, we want to share some insights from Tammy Fields. We talked to Tammy about Colorado Springs Chamber and EDC's strategy for keeping elected leaders not only in the know, but also on board with the work. So let's listen into what she's got to share.
And a lot of economic developers struggle with keeping their local elected leadership on board. And I'm getting the vibe that you guys have a very positive relationship with your elected leadership. So do you have any, you know, trade secrets or go-to methods of keeping your local elected leaders not only onboarded onto what economic development is, why it's important, but also keeping those relationships strong over time?
Sure. Well, we do stay really connected with our elected leadership. They're key partners of ours. We need them. They make a lot of community decisions. And so we, you know, we need to kind of bring them along. We need to make sure that they know what we're doing. We actually meet with elected candidates, you know, so before the election even happens, and try to, you know, help them to understand the community better, as well as, you know, economic development and the initiatives that we have that we, you know, bring to the table. Our leadership meets with our elected officials, our city council, our county commissioners, even our federal delegation, our state delegation. They meet with them regularly to make sure that they're, you know, we're kind of all on the same page and they know what we're doing, and we can help them drive different initiatives and make sure that we are the most business-friendly location that we can possibly be. And so we do all of those things. We try to keep them apprised of various things that are going on. For instance, if we're working a huge project and we're about ready to announce it, you know, we want to kind of bring them a little bit into the fold because they don't like to have surprises. So, you know, it's creating this relationship and this comfort level between all those parties that I think really makes a difference in making sure that you have everybody on the same page.
Tammy, I love that. I love that because it shows that there is such intentionality behind your strategy to keep your elected leadership in the know and focused, and across party lines, being pro-business doesn't have to designate you as one party or another. It just means that you are for your community. And I love the very practical tips that you just gave.
I love the advice that Tammy shared, and I really adore her passion for the work. Up next, we're going to hear from Tony Ramirez, who works at the Borderplex Alliance. The Borderplex Alliance is an organization that's pretty intricate, and it serves 2 different countries and 3 different states. Tony talked with us about the importance of authenticity and honesty in building partnerships throughout this intricate region. So let's shift over and listen to Tony.
I want to talk a little bit about your organization, because you are in a very unique region. So you're at the Borderplex Alliance. You don't only straddle 2 separate states, but you also represent a portion of Mexico. So how do you navigate partnerships between all of these entities? And what do you think is like the most engaging part of those collaborations? And maybe what are your biggest challenges working between all 3 of those?
It's quite the complex region. And I think our region was one of the first to really embrace, not only embrace regionalism, but make it work between 2 countries. So we do, our organization, the Borderplex Alliance, represents the United States and Mexico on this front. And even more so, we represent 3 states within that. So it's the state of New Mexico. We have a piece of that, which is in Las Cruces, Doniana, New Mexico. Then, of course, El Paso and El Paso County, which is in Texas. And then Ciudad Juarez, Mexico, which is in the state of Chihuahua. So a lot of moving parts going on, a lot of things that are happening within those jurisdictions, everything from infrastructure to education to back to logistics and supply chain. They all move very, very differently, but they're evolving very, very differently. So your question on how do we make it work? We have some tremendous partners on the ground, and there's no way that our organization can do what we do by ourselves. We stay transparent with our partners, with our economic development partners. We stay as visible as we can when it comes to recruitment and attraction events. We always make sure to invite those that are representing the actual city of or region of Las Cruces or Ciudad Juarez or even in El Paso. You know, we all work together. And I think there's a piece where you have to stay vulnerable. You have to let people know where you're struggling with. You have to let people know what you're winning in and make sure that you're bringing those wins with your group. And then you have to also let people know where you're, the parts where you're falling short on. Explain that. Share those shortfalls with people so that you can all learn together.
That's really awesome insight. That communication piece is, I mean, everybody knows it's important, but it's so nice to be reminded from what you just said that that is the key to any kind of partnership.
I love what Tony shared about being honest with your partnerships, not only on the positive side, but also admitting when you need help. Next and lastly, we are going to share a snippet from an interview with Kenny McDonald. He's got some really actionable advice on how to make sure your partnerships with local elected officials are strong and how to create opportunities to inform key partners in the community about the importance of economic development. So let's tune into that.
So one other question about your team and your ability to respond and how other economic developers might be able to learn from you all is your connection with local officials. And I think that, you know, outside of the media and dealing with, you know, kind of local officials and making sure that they understood what economic development is and does. Those were kind of the 2 of the things that I think economic developers responded to this past year and said, there's a lot that we need to know and a lot we struggled with this year, but these 2 things would be helpful to learn how other communities are responding. How is One Columbus working with your local officials to make sure that they understand economic development? Do you do any type of formal training with them, or what's your kind of approach?
There's several things. We do some formal events where we do the new leader 101 class. This is actually where revenue comes from. This is why you conduct economic development, make it a priority and invest in it. And we do an annual event called ED411, which is to, you know, what's the information you need as an elected leader, as a school board leader, people like that. And what's the value of what you're investing in? And how do you get a return on that? When the dancing stopped and the economy stopped and there was stay-at-home orders and stuff, and certain portions of our economy went away, it was a great reinforcement and a great example of where does money come from? How are you going to maintain your tax base? Things like that. And so it was also an instructive time that I think many leaders probably got more exposure to where, you know, where does this revenue really come from and what's most important to our local or state economy.
I hope you loved hearing all of these perspectives around the topic of building partnerships as much as I did, creating this episode and putting things together and reliving some of these interviews. So, you know, this is such a crucial part of economic development to get right. And hearing how others build collaborative relationships can spur so much creativity. So thank you again for listening in today. And we really cannot wait to be back with you next week. Thanks for sticking with us till the very end. This podcast is sponsored by Research on Investment, Lead Generation for Economic Development, and Gazelle AI. Spend more time closing, less time chasing. Did you like what you heard today? Don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. The America's Jobs Team podcast is audio engineered by Andrea Fuller and produced by Faye Davis.